महत्सेवां दारमाहुर विमुक्ते स्तमद्वारं जोषितां संगि संगम महांतस्ते समचित्या प्रशांता विमन्नव श्रुहिदा साधव जी। Last night we had discussion on the first verse, fifth chapter, fifth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, that this human life is meant for tapasya. Tapo dibbam putra kajina suddhita satya. We have to purify our existence. This is the mission of human life. At the present moment, we are transmigrating from one body to another, and there are 8,400,000 species of life. We are going through according to karma. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deha upapatti. How we develop a certain type of body, that is stated, everything is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. By our karma, I have explained last night, it is just like infection. We are associating with different types of the modes of material nature. Generally, there are three types of material nature, three qualities: satogun, rajogun, tamogun. Now, you multiply these three by three, it becomes nine. And again, you multiply nine by nine, it becomes 81. It is mixture. Here, these gunas, the qualities, are not pure. They are mixed up, just like color mixing. Originally, there are three colors: red, yellow, and blue. And you mix it, those who are color expert, they can display many thousands of colors. So similarly, in the nature's way, there are different colors or different gunas, and every one of us, we have got a particular type of guna with different desires, different plans, different so many things. Now, in the human form of life, you have got the chance to discriminate yourself or separate yourself from these colorful different species of life. That is the main duty of human form of life. Labdha sudullabham idam bahusambhavanti. We do not know, we have forgotten that how many species of life we have come through, transmigrating from one after another. Therefore, this human form of life is called labdhya sudullabham idam bahusambhavanti. After many births, we should not misuse it. Very responsible life. If you are misled, that is a dangerous civilization that is going on. Dehatma buddhi. As our chief guest Mr. Naidu said, the deha means sharir, mind, and then spirit, yes. In the Bhagavad Gita it is explained, Indriyani para rahu, indriyabha para mana, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhestu ja para sa. First of all, we are interested with these senses. This body means these senses, different types of senses. Sense objects, the mind. There are 24 elements analyzed by this Sankhya philosophy. So, when you think of our body, means we are interested with sense gratification. Then, a little forward, we are interested with the mind. First of all, body, this gross body made of fire, earth, air, fire, water, and ether. Then we become interested with the mental speculation, psychology, thinking, feeling, willing. The indriyani para rahu, indriyabha para mana. Mind, the mental speculators, the jnani, they are better than the kormis. Kormis means who are simply entrapped with the sensual gratification. That's all. So, jnani, kormi, jnani, and yogi. And then, when one is interested with the spirit soul and his soul's activities, then he is bhakta. There is activity, actually the basic principle of activity is the soul. As soon as the soul is gone, there is no more activity, either mental activity or bodily activity. So, if we want actually progress of life, then we must realize our constitutional position as the spirit soul, not as the mind, not as the body. Therefore, Shastra says, jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke sadhik kalatradisu bhoma ijadhi jatirtha buddhi salile nakarhiche janesu abhigyesu saeva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow and kharo means ash. If one is under the bodily concept of life, atma-buddhi, jasya atma-buddhi, kunape tridhatu, this body is made of tridhatu, kapha, pitta, vayu. If we take this body, this bag, made of bones and flesh and blood and urine and stool and so many other things, muscles, kunape tridhatu. This is a material bag. And if one takes this bag as he himself, then according to that conception of life, jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke sadhik kalatradisu. Kalatra means wife, and through wife there are children, society, friendship and love and so many things. Sadhi, and that is our own thing, jasyatma buddhi. The nationalism is also like that. Sadhi kalatradisu bhoma ijadhi, and the land of birth as worshipable. Bhoma ijadhi. This bhoma ijadhi is nationalism. Of course, there is no such thing in the Vedic literature as nationalism. This is modern product. But this word is there, bhoma ijadhi, the land of birth. That is also explained in some other Vedic literature. Janani janma bhumischa sargadapi gariyasi. People like it. But this is all are on the bodily concept of life. So one has to go above. Indirani Pararahum, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Indriyabha Paramana, Manasastu Parabuddhi, that is intelligence required. Just like Sanatana Goswami, one of the chief disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the chief minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. And he was born in a very high-class Brahmin family, Saraswat family, and he was very learned scholar in Sanskrit and Urdu and Arabic, very learned scholar. So when he submitted himself after resigning his post as minister, submitted to Lord Chaitanya, he put this question that Gramma Babahare Kohaya Pandit Sottakori Mani. A Brahmin is still in our India, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit. Brahmana means Pandit. Brahmana, Pandit, Brahmana, Vaishnava. That is, learned scholar. So, in the society, he was addressed as Panditji. So, he protested against it. He said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gramma Vyavahare, in ordinary behavior, they call me Pandit. Kahaya Pandit Satyakari Mani. And I am such a fool that I accept myself also as a Pandit. It is his humbleness. He was Pandit, certainly. But he says, why I am not Pandit? Because Aponar Hitait Kichu Nahi Jani. I am such a learned scholar that I do not know what is actually good for me. This is my learning. And I have become a leader. I do not know what is the aim of my life, what is my identification. People address me as Pandit, and I take it as fact. But actually, I am not a Pandit. I do not know what I am. I am thinking I am this body. I am thinking I am this mind. So that is our position. Jashatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuki sadhikalatra disubhomajdhi jatitha buddhi salile nakarhichi janesu abhigyesu saiva gokara. We should know what I am. That is Vedanta Sutra. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This is human life. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. This dharmartha kam moksha. The Bhagavad has rejected. Dharma projita koitava atra. Atra, dharmadi kam moksha. Projita, prakishta rupena ujjita, throna. Srila Siddharshami, the most authorized commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Atra Mokkhavancha Api Nirastam. Dharma Projita Kaitava Atra. That is also Kaitava. Kaitava means cheating. Above Moksha, that is spiritual platform. That is to be understood. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kank Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu Mad Bhakti Labati Param. After realizing Brahma identification, Aham Brahmasmi, that is called Brahma Bhuta. And the symptom of that Brahma Bhuta stage is Na Sochati Na Kankati. There is no more lamentation. So long we are in the bodily platform, there are two things prominent: lamentation and aspiration, hankering. Two things. We hanker after things which we do not possess, and what we possess, if we lose, then we cry. This is our position. So, if actually is Brahma realized, then he has no more hankering or lamentation. Na suvachati na kaang. Then, samas sarvesu bhuteshu. Then from that platform, you can think of equality. Not on the material platform, it is not possible. So long we are in this material platform, bodily concept of life, then there will be distinction. I am Indian, you are American, you are Englishman, you are this, that, so many things, so many designations. Therefore, if you want to rise up to the platform of spiritual realization, then the formula is sarvapadhi vininmuktam. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatina nirmalam. That is the beginning. That means beginning is the Brahma-bhuta platform. Brahma-bhuta, same thing. It is Narad Pancharatra, sarvapadhi vininmuktam, and Brahma-bhuta prasanna Bhagavad Gita, the same thing. Wherever you find the Vedic literature, the same thing. Therefore it is authority. There is no contradiction. In the material platform, you write one book, I write one book, then I disagree with you and you disagree with me. That is material platform. But in the spiritual platform, there is self-realized platform. There is no mistake. There is no illusion. There is no imperfect senses. And there is no cheating. That is spiritual platform. So, the Bhagavad Gita says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na suchati na kankhati. The same thing is confirmed in the Narad Pancharatra. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktiruchyate. This is the platform we have to come, spiritual platform, wherein rishikena, rishik means these senses, the material senses and the spiritual senses. What is a spiritual senses? Spiritual sense is not senselessness. No, purified senses. In the impurified senses, I am thinking this body is Indian, therefore I am meant for serving India. This body is American, therefore I am meant for giving service to America. This is upadhi. But spiritual sense means the sarvapadhi vininmukta. I am no more Indian, no more American, no more Brahmin, no more Sudra. Then what I am? As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, as Krishna also said, sarvadharman parityajya mameka. That is spiritual platform. That I am no more belonging to this dharma or that dharma. I am simply surrendered soul to Krishna. This is sarvapadhi vininmukta. If one can come to this platform of spiritual understanding, that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, I am part and parcel of God. Mamaiva angsa jiva bhuta, Krishna says, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karasati. He is struggling for existence, being enwrapped by the mind and the body. This is the position. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is educating people that you are not this body, not this mind, not this intelligence, but above this. You are spirit soul. So Krishna confirms that mamayangsa. So if Krishna is spirit, supreme spirit, then you are also supreme spirit. But the only difference is that he is the supreme, we are. subordinate. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam eka jubahunam vidhata. This is Vedic injunction. He is also a living entity. We are also a living entity. But he is supreme and we are subordinate. That is the difference. Eka jubahunam vidhati kama. This is our position. This is self-realization. When you understand this, that Krishna or the Supreme Lord or God, whatever you say, he is the whole spirit soul and we are fragmental portion of that spirit soul and he is the maintainer, we are maintained. He is the predominator, we are predominated. So, this is first realization. Brahma, this is called Brahma-bhuta. And if you make more advance in Brahma-bhuta stage, then maybe after many births you can understand what is Krishna. That is the Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanuman Manga Prapadyate. When one is perfectly Gyanavan, wise, then his business is Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudullab. Then he can understand that Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, Krishna, is everything. That realization required, that is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. So, this movement is very scientific, authorized, Vedic, and people are accepting them. Therefore, I repeatedly request our Indian brothers, don't neglect, take this movement very seriously. That is the only business of human life. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. That is, vadanti tattva vidas tatyam jajjnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan. Tattva jigyasa. That is the main business. Now, what is that tattva? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam. Those who are aware of the tattva, they say that tattva means the supreme absolute truth. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jad jnanam adyam. Jnanam, that knowledge, is adyam. Adyam means without any duality. But they are expressed in three different ways. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatma. According to the stage of understanding. Those who are in the lower stage, we cannot say lower, in the beginning stage, that is Brahma realization. And one who has made further progress, that is Paramatma realization. And one who has made further progress, that is Bhagavan realization. This is the party. So, if you realize Bhagavan, then Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudullo. Then you will understand the Vasudeva, Bhagavan, he is Paramatma, he is also Brahma. Rather, he is Parabrahma. That is confirmed by Arjuna after understanding Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma Param Dhamma. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Parabrahma. Brahma realization, Paramatma realization, and above Brahma and Paramatma, there is Parabrahma. That is Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Who can understand? If one understands this, that Krishna is Parabrahma, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he is also Paramatma, he is also impersonal Brahma, Sa Mahatma Sudurlava, he becomes the great Mahatma. Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. Mahatmanastumang prata daivi prajitimas. That Mahatma is under the control of daivi prakriti, spiritual energy. He is no more under the material energy. As soon as he understands Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he is no more under material energy. Daivi jesa gunamai mama maya durutya mame vaja prapadante maya medang taranti. This is the way. So, this human form of life is very valuable, especially those who are born in India. Those who are born in India. It is automatically Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, we are killing that consciousness. This is our advancement of civilization. So our only request is that don't kill yourself. Don't commit suicide. Take this Krishna consciousness. It is explained very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining himself. Why should he not understand Krishna? Why? Why you are spoiling our life? Of course, Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. Practically everyone reads, but unfortunately most of them do not take Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is the difficulty. If you take Bhagavad Gita as it is, you become self-realized, liberated soul. But the misfortune is that we become more than Krishna and we want to comment Bhagavad Gita in our own way. That is our misfortune. That is our misfortune. So don't be misfortunate. Be me fortunate. Everything is there. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita. And here in the fifth chapter, fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the same thing is recommended by Rishabhdev to his sons. The first paragraph we have discussed last night. The second paragraph, there Rishabhdev says, Mahasivang Dharam Ahud Bimukti. If you want to be liberated from this entanglement of bodily concept of life and mental concept of life and become more and more entangled in the process of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. That is entanglement. And to come out of this entanglement is called mukti. That is mukti. No more material body. No more material mind. Everything is spiritual. That is called mukti. So, Rishabhdev recommends that if you want mukti, if you want to come out of the entanglement of bodily concept of life and mental concept of life, then mahaseva, associate with mahatmas. Mahat. Mahat means who are not crippled, who are broad-minded. Mahaseva, you have to serve him. And the one Vaishnava Acharya, he says, Charya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. If you do not agree to serve Mahat, that is the Vedic injunction. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigachet. Tasmat gurum prabaddita jigyasu sreya uttamam. This is the injunction. The mahaseva. The same thing. Mahaseva dharam. Dharam means the way, the gate, the gateway. Mahaseva dharam ahur bimukti. If you want to be free from this entanglement, it is very great sacrifice. Repetition of birth and death, bhutta bhutta praliyat. One should understand this implication. how we are implicated. We are thinking, now I'm very happy. No, next moment you can become a low-graded body. Because karmana, if we are acting in a different way, the nature's way is to give karanam guna-sangasya sadasat-janma-junishu. Guna-sang, as we are associating, infecting the different types of material modes of nature, the body is ready immediately. Everything is explained. Jangjangabhapi smarano bhavang tajatanti kalevaro. At the time of death, everything will be, I mean to say, the atmosphere of our death. So, sadatad bhava bhavita. If you have acted like devas or bhaktas, then tattadehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmet. You can immediately transfer to the spiritual world. Go to Krishna, go to Vaikuntha. Janti deva, janti deva, janti deva vritana deva. If you are thinking of some demigods whom you are worshipping, you can go there. Bhuteja janti bhutani, pitrin janti pitriva, majjajinopi janti ma. If you think of Krishna, then you go immediately. Yadgatyana nivartanti taddhama paramammo. Everything is there. So why should we waste our time? Why we should be entangled in this bodily concept of life and become subjected to the transmigration of the soul from one body to another? We should be disgusted. This repetition of birth and death. Janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkha dushanu darsana. One should be intelligent enough to understand why I should be subjected to birth and death. Nobody wants to die. Ke ami kano mare jape tapotra. Nobody wants the threefold miserable condition of this material life. But it is forced upon us, and we are thinking independent. That is foolishness. We are not independent. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarmas. As you are associating with the different modes of material nature, the prakriti, material nature, by pulling your hair, you'll come on here. Take this body. No, I don't want. No, that is not your discretion. Now I am infected. He said, you must take this body. This risk is there. And just to forget ourself, we sometimes say, no, there is no life after death. Why there is no life after death? When you are a child, the child became a boy, the boy became a young man, the young man became an old man, and what is the old man? He must have a body, next body. That is not simply mental speculation. This is confirmed by the most exalted authority by Krishna. Tatha dehantara prapti. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumana juvanang jara. Tatha dehantara prapti. As you have changed your body in so many ways, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, then similarly dehantara prapti. Now Krishna does not say what kind of body you are going to get. That will depend on your work. Just like this is described as the dress. Now if this dress is spoiled or torn, you have to purchase another dress. That will depend on your purchasing power. Similarly, after this dress is spoiled, no more usable, you have to purchase another body. That may be a dog's body or may God's body. That depends on your purchasing power. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That janti deva vrita deva. There are deva lokas. Indra lok, Chandra lok, Brahma lok, so many millions of years age, a thousand times better standard of life. That also you can get. Janti deva vrata deva. Pitrin janti pitrin vrata. And if you are in the karma kandya, then you can go to the pitri loka. And bhuteja janti bhutani. And if you remain a materialistic person, you remain here. And madhyajino pi janti ma. And if you worship Krishna, if you become a devotee of Krishna, then you go to Krishna loka. So why should we waste our time? Abhram bhavana lokan punaravartina arjuna. Even if you go to promote it to the Brahma loka, still you have to wander within these so many planets, so many bodies. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripa pai bhakti lata beech. In this way we are wandering. Different 8,400,000 species of life in different planets. Out of many, many millions of living entities wandering in this way, if one is fortunate, he gets the seed of bhakti yoga. Then his life is successful. So that bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness means bhakti yoga. By the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are distributing. We are distributing not whimsically, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailo ja janma sartha kari karo paropoka. This is injunction. This is also injunction of Krishna. What Krishna said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing. The difference is the Krishna commanded as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also Krishna, he is teaching as a devotee of Krishna. That is the difference. The same thing. Krishna said that sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. He never said that, whatever I am saying, you say. No, this is not parampara system. A guru or a preacher or an acharya does not manufacture anything, concocted. He says the same thing. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayogi. That is the difference between acharya and a bogus man. The bogus man says something that now I say like this. No, who are you? No. Evam parampara prapta. Krishna says, we have to accept that. So, therefore, Rishabdev says that mahasevadara mahuddu. If you want to be free from this entanglement, then mahaseva. Who is maha? Mahaseva. And that is also stated in the Shastra. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu Pallada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vayasaki Bhayam. There are 12 Mahajans. Sambhu, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, and Sambhu, Lord Shiva. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila, Kapildev, who gave us the Sankhya philosophy. The Devahuti Putra Kapildev. Devahuti Putra. Then Kumara, Chatushan Kumara, Mano, Vaivasyata Mano. Mano, Imang Vivasyate Yugam Puktava Rahamabhyam. Vivasyan Manave Prahu. This Mano is Mahajana. So you have to follow Mahajana Jainagata Sapantha. You cannot manufacture. Then you are going to hell. Follow these big, big personalities. Then you will get. Therefore it is said, mahaseva dara mahu vimukti. Don't manufacture. That is not. Krishna says, ma may come. You cannot say, then any path will be easy. No. Bhaktyabhava vijanati. If you want to know Krishna, then you have to accept bhakti. nothing else. Krishna never says, Jnana, Yoga or Karma will help you. No, that will not help. That will entangle you more and more, again, repetition of birth and death. But if you take Bhakti Yoga, as Krishna says, Bhakti Amam Abhijanati, he never says, Krishna, that by mental speculation or by fruitive activities or by gymnastic of the yoga system, no. Yoginam api sarvesam. Krishna has explained yoga system in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And he concludes, Yoginam api sarvesam. Madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumang sami yukta samabhut. He is first class yogi. He is always thinking of me within the heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is perfection. Thank you very much.
Jai Shri Prabhupada, Jai Gurudev. Dharma Sutra, as propounded by Vyasa, is one. It is only one. But after reading Dharma Sutra, the Bhashyas, Shankar Bhashya, Madhva Bhashya, and Sri Bhashya as written by Ramanujacharya. All these things differ in many ways. And the reader is confused to know what is actually existing. Am I to follow this or that or this? Because Jagat is Mithya, it is said by Shankaracharya. Madhvacharya says, it's not mithya, it is realistic. It's contradiction. And Ramanuja gives another way of explanation. That is, he says, it is that and it is this. And in that way, Tavadasvaham Madhvacharya says, I am your slave. Tavadasvaham, Tavadasvaham. But Shankaracharya says, no. Atma itself is Paramatma. There is no question of his Tavadasoha. Like that, Jagan Mithya, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, and then you see, as propounded by Shankaracharya, as explained by Shankaracharya, the same it is said by Madhvacharya as Jagan Satyam and Brahma Satyam, both are Satya. And when Shankaracharya says that Jagan Mithya, Brahma Satyam, the same Brahma Sutra it is taken up by Madhvacharya in a different way. He says, Jagan Mithya and Jagat Satyam and Brahma Satyam. And Ramanuja says, in a different way again, most confusing. He says, at some stage it is realistic, and at a different stage it becomes, you see, unrealistic. So, in so many factors, I find that there are so many contradictions there. If you kindly clarify the matter in a very clear and straightforward manner, I will be, and people will be, much obliged to you. So Swamiji will have to say something about this, whether the world is temporary, whether the world is unrealistic or not. Or it is realistic. And if it is realistic, why Shankaracharya has said that it is myth? And Ramanujacharya says at one stage it is realistic and after some stage it becomes, you see, unrealistic. And I... And therefore I want clarification so that I can understand.
Big. Shankaracharya is accepted as Mayavadi because these Mayavadi philosophers, they think everything is Maya, even Krishna is Maya. So, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belongs to Madhyacharya Sampradaya. As I have already explained, there are Mahajans. So all Mahajans, they have got different sampradayas. Just like Lord Brahma, he has got his sampradaya, it is called Brahma sampradaya. Similarly, Lord Shiva has his sampradaya, it is called Rudra sampradaya. Lakshmi ji has got his sampradaya, it is called Sri sampradaya. So, Shastra says that Srutayo Bibhinna, you hear different types of philosophy from different sources. Naso Manijasya Matangana Bhinnam. One cannot be accepted as a great saintly person unless he puts forward his own theory. Therefore, Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha, we have to accept the Mahajana. Now, apart from accepting Mahajan, we have to use our senses also. Of course, unless we are advanced in our sensual speculation, that is also not possible. But one common sense is Brahma Satya, how Jagan can be Mitha? It is common sense. The Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, this Jagat is created by Brahma. Janma Adasya Jataha. Athat Brahma Jignyasa. Brahma means, what is that Brahma? The original source of everything. Janma Adasya Jataha. Why Jagat should be Mitha? Suppose somebody has created this microphone with hard labor. And if I say, this is all mithya, is it very good thing? If Krishna has created, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvang pravartate iti matya bhajante maam buddha bhava samanni. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Krishna says, that I am the origin of everything. The same answer, Janma Adasya Jata. Who is that person from whom everything has come into existence? So, if Krishna is fact, Brahma, then he says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of everything. How other things can be false? No. We do not accept this philosophy. If Krishna is truth, then this world is also truth. It may be temporary. Bhutta bhutta praliyate, but it is not untruth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore has criticized Shankaracharya. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarvanash. If you accept Mayavad philosophy, then your progress is doomed, finished. This is the... So we are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We do not accept the Shankar's philosophy that the world is mitha. No, it is fact. It is fact. Because unless it is, but the vision is different. Vision is different, that is called Maya. What is the fact? The fact this world is created by Krishna or God. Therefore, it is God's property. But we are thinking our property. That is false. That is the meaning of Shankaracharya. That you are thinking that it is your country. No, it is Krishna's country. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. Why you are falsely claiming your and fighting yourself? This is false. Not the world is false, but the acceptance of the world falsely, that is false. not the world is false. That is fact. So we must have common sense to understand and understand through other sources also. As Madhvacharya says, no, Jagat Satya, that is fact. How you can say this Jagat is false? It is not false. Besides that, Vyasadeva, he is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra, and he has commented himself about Vedanta Sutra. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhasang Brahma Sutra, na? And at the end of each chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find Brahma Sutra Sabhasya. So, when the author is giving a commentary personally, we should accept that. Why others? The Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary given by Vyasadeva, we should accept. And it begins, because it is commentary on Brahma Sutra, therefore it begins with the Sutra Brahma Sutra. Janmadasya jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigna sarat. This is the explanation. So the conclusion is that we Vaishnavas, we do not say that this jagat is mithya. No. The jagat is satya. Unless the jagat is satya, how we are approaching God, the absolute truth, through this material, world? How it is possible? You cannot approach the truth through false thing. That is not possible. Therefore, our Goswami's conclusion is that prapanchikata buddhaya hari sambandhi bostuna mumukshobi parityaga phalgu vairaga kathate. This is the given definition given by Sri Rupa Goswami. The prapanchikataya buddhya, this world is material, therefore it is false. But hari sambandhi bostuna, but it has got connection with Hari. Hari has created. Krishna has created. How it is not without, how you can say without any relationship? If I have created something, I have got intimate relationship. Therefore, the Rupa Goswami says that any creation of the Lord, if we think it is material, prapanchikataya buddhya, Hari Sambandhi Mumukshubi Parityaga, those who are, because these Mayavadis, they are after Mumuksha. So Mumukshubi Parityaga, if they are giving up, then Phalgu Vairagya. It is called Phalgu Vairagya, false renunciation. The world is not false, but the so-called renunciation is false. But the real fact is, Rupa Goswami says, that anāsaktasya viṣayān yathāraṁ upajunyata nirbandhi krishna sambandhi yukta vairāgyamucha. Anāsaktasya viṣayān, we are after sense enjoyment, that is called viṣaya. Viṣaya means the object of sense gratification. We should not be very much eager to enjoy. God's creation should be engaged for God's enjoyment, not for my enjoyment. If we are trained up in this way, anāsaktasya viṣayān, we can take prasadam. We have to eat also. But if we think that these things are made for me, I have to eat, and then that is mithya. This is given by God, given by Krishna. So let me offer it to Krishna. Krishna, it is your thing. You first of all test, then I will take it. Anāsaktasya viṣayān yathāraṁ upajanyata. as it is, that your thing should be offered to you, and then I shall take. That is Jukta Vairag. There are many other things that this kind of false identification, so many Mayavadis, they first of all say Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, but after few days, again they come to this Jagat and become interested in so-called material service, because he could not realize Brahma. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya kritchena paranga padanga tata patanti adha anadita jusmatangraya. They may rise up to the parampada, brahmapada, but anadita jusmatangraya, because they could not take up the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, they fall down. There are many instances, many sannyasi, they give up this world as mitha and again come to politics, again come to philanthropic war. Why? If Jagat is mitha, why you are coming to politics and philanthropic war? That is arujya kritchena paranga patanga tata patanti adha. Again they fall down. So there are many controversial points. It may take long hours. But so far we are Vaishnava are concerned, we don't accept that this world is false. No. Everything is meant for Krishna's service. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram. He is the proprietor. And he is the Bhokta. So don't try to enjoy this world. That is false. Everything engaged in for Krishna's. That is reality. So Jagat is not unreal. Our attitude, our mentality is unreal. That the whole world is for my enjoyment. No. The Creator says, Bhokta aham, I am enjoy. Why you are claiming? You are enjoy. That is your false claim. The Jagat is not false. But our claim to enjoy the Jagat, that is false. So we have to convert it, that it is enjoyable by Krishna. Then you come to reality. Thank you very much. All the poverty-stricken people may come to us. We shall supply prasadam. That is the solution. Come on, we shall supply.
So what made the soul take birth in the very beginning?
What is that? Very beginning?
After the physical death of the body, the soul will take birth as per the past deeds.
Yes.
So what made the soul take birth in the first place?
In the first place?
What was the cause of the first
place? Yes. That is stated in the Prem Vivarta, Krishna Bhulya Jeev Bhogavancha Kare, Pasete Mayatare Japotiya Dhare. As soon as we are eternal servant of Krishna, as soon as we want to become master, that is the beginning of our first birth in the material world. We have got independence because Krishna says, Mamai Vangsa Jiva Bhuta, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna has got full independence, but we are minute. Therefore, we have got minute independence. Our business is to serve Krishna, but as soon as we give up this idea, we want to become master, that is the beginning of our material birth.
Krishna is for everyone.
Krishna never says, I am for Indian or for American. Krishna says, Sarvajonishu Kauntheya. Sarvajonishu Kauntheya Sambhavanti Murtaya. Tasang Mahajani Brahma Ahanga Bija Padapita. Krishna is father of all living entities in any form of life, not only human, but the cats, dogs, and everyone. He is the father of all living entities. Then why?
Cows are slaughtered.
You are killing cows? Or what is that?
Why doesn't the Krishna consciousness movement stop cow slaughter? Every day 5,000 cows are being slaughtered.
Yes, we are teaching don't eat meat. So don't eat meat means don't slaughter cows and goats and everyone. You are after stopping cow slaughter, but you are advocating goat slaughter. But we are not for any slaughter. Don't eat meat, that's all.
There's one question. If everyone becomes Krishna conscious, then how will they make a living?
Krishna says, Yoga Kemang Bahamyaham. He is Eko Jo Bahunam Vidadhati Kaman. He is supplying everyone. So, we have got 10,000 disciples all over the world. Mostly they are Europeans and Americans and Australians. Their expenditure is very heavy. How Krishna is supplying, you can see. We are spending 10 lakhs of rupees per month. And Krishna is supplying.
Did you ever see the lotus lord or feel his presence?
What is that? Yes, you can feel also. Premanyana churita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. This is the formula of seeing Krishna. Premanyana churita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Yang shama sundaram achinta gunasarupam govindamali purisam tamahang bhajan. If you have developed your love of Krishna, then you will see him 24 hours. Just like you, if you love somebody, you will always think of him. That is natural. So, the first qualification is whether you have developed that love for Krishna, then you will see 24 hours. What is that?
What's the easiest way of attaining moksha while in the family life?
When one is in family life.
That is not recommended in the Vedic Shastra. Especially Shankaracharya. He would not accept anyone unless he accepts sannyas. He never accepts anybody. Because it is Krishna's movement, he is the topmost. Matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. Krishna says, there is no more superior truth than me. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the supreme truth. There is no more superior truth than Krishna consciousness. Because they are blocked up, bottlenecked. They are not going back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, it is crowded. That is His mercy. You want to do something bad, Krishna says, don't do it. But if you want to do it at your risk, Krishna allows, all I do it, and suffer yourself. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityaja māme kaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. He does not say anything. But if you want to do something else, do it at your risk. That's all right. Chant Hare Krishna.